hand to me that leads through waves I cannot see. Say praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? How many of you enjoyed service here on Wednesday night? You appreciate the word of the Lord? We had church, and then we had church, and then we had church. Oh, ain't God good to us? Somebody say hallelujah. Some sweet day, Brother Harry. Do that line for us again, buddy.
And some sweet day.
Hallelujah!
I'll reach that strength.
Still God is mine. Hallelujah!
The unseen
hand. Oh, I'm trusting to the unseen hand. God's Praise the Lord. Let me make a couple of announcements before we look at our prayer requests tonight. The Sister Study Fellowship sessions, they're going to begin on Thursday, July the 14th. They'll run to August the 2nd from 6 until 7 p.m. The young girls, age 13 through 17, single girls, from 7 until 8 p.m. The married women, all ages, and from 8 until 9 p.m., ladies, ages 18 and above, all are invited. Remember that. They have some books that are available for you in the library. I believe they're available tonight. Ladies in Waiting and What Did You Expect? So those books, if you'd care to pick one of those up, they're available for you. Right? You can actually have one of each or ever how they have them dispersed over there. You just go and they'll tell you what you can do. But they're available for you there in the library. Let me make one other announcement. We will be presenting Bibles in the morning to our graduates. So remember that. If you know someone that's not here tonight, you need to tell them if they'll be here in the morning. If they're a graduate, they will receive their Bible. So remember that. Brother Robert Moreros sent this in asking us to pray for his mother. She's been very sick. She's a believer. And also another Brother Louis Romaine. One of the sheep in his assembly, his lungs collapse, needs a transplant. Says he loves our assembly. We'll be screaming and hollering amen behind the cameras. Don't get scared in a Holy Ghost Pentecostal meeting. Brother Robert Marrero. So we praise the Lord for our brothers and sisters in New York. Scotty Hughes said, would we please have prayer for Judy Hughes? She's having some health issues, so we want to remember that. Dominique Lee Nichols, born on Wednesday the 6th on 2012, 6 weeks early, having respiratory distress, and is at the Niswonger Children's Hospital. They're asking that we would remember that child in prayer tonight. Sister Jackie Williams had a very bad fall last night. She has a chipped ankle and is in a cast. She asked for our prayer, so we certainly want to remember that need in her body tonight as we pray. We want to pray. This is from Martin Lorenz. I hope I got that name close, from Cape Town. I want to pray for his wife, Florence. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, saying they are not accepting that box of snakes. We're expecting a miracle, and request the saints worldwide to pray with us. So let's remember that need tonight. Sister Margaret Wilkinson says, I'm asking for prayer for my beloved husband, Ed. He is now 80 and has had an accident in his car. He has given up driving because of this. We are at a turning point in our life now. He is feeling very low, so I would really appreciate your prayers for him. So let's remember that need tonight. Brother Eugene Kennedy, still in rehab, doing better. Continue to remember him in prayer. Also, Sister Janet and family, they're looking at having to make some decisions in this coming week. They desire the will of the Lord, the leadership of the Holy Ghost. So let's remember that. Philip Elliott sends this in to please pray for Brother Luther Dishman, pastor of the Jesus Name Tabernacle. He had a heart attack today. They had to put a stent in. So that's all the information we have at this time. But let's remember that prayer request tonight as we pray. I want to continue to remember Brother Jim Maxwell in his recovery. Praise the Lord. No tendons or ligaments were torn. They want to praise the Lord for that. So let's continue to pray for our brother. Mrs. Terry Defini was admitted to the hospital. Don't know what the problem is, but they're asking that we'd remember that prayer request tonight. And this is another announcement, just to back up what we said. The books are available for you over in the library. You can pick those actually in the fellowship hall. I'm sorry, it says in the fellowship hall, so you can pick those up over in the fellowship hall. And then this final announcement, Brother Michael Bailey, he wants to thank all of the teachers and all of the helpers that helped out with Bible school. It was a great success. I also want to thank the Lord for beautiful weather that we had. So praise the Lord for that. How many of you enjoyed Bible school? I'm certain that you did. Two of you did anyway. So the rest of you, maybe you'll enjoy it next year if there is a next year. So we have all these announcements made, all of our prayer requests. If you have an unspoken prayer request tonight, Something you'd like for this assembly to pray about? Do you believe we're serving a God that can answer our prayers? How many of you have been a recipient of the prayer that's been prayed for you and you've received whatever healing or whatever it was? God's still on the throne. He's still real. Let's give Him a big hand clap of praise tonight. Sing that chorus for me one more time before we pray.
I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through.
Oh, it guides me through
this weary land and some sweet day I reach that strand.
Things are possible if we can just only believe. What a wonderful saying, a very theme of a prophet's ministry. All things are possible if we can only believe. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those are not just words, those are reality. Let's believe that tonight. Heavenly Father, as we approach Thee, first we want to invite You into our presence. We want to invite You into this place, Lord, where we've come to meet You. Lord, You're the all-sufficient one, the eternal God, the creator of heaven and earth. Lord, You're the one that gives us our life. You give us our breath. You put that representation within us. You put that gene within us. Lord, You're the one that saved us, sanctified us, put Your very token life within us. You mean everything to us. Thinking about this morning, Lord, since I woke up early this morning, I thought we get to go to church tonight. We get to go to church tonight. We get to go to church tonight. All day long I'm thinking, we get to go to church tonight. We don't have to go to church. We get to go to church tonight. The prophet of God told us the Holy Ghost goes to church. We're happy. He told us in Christ's mystery, if Christ is in your heart, you can't wait for them church doors that are open. We're happy. Thankful, Lord, for the invitation to come to You, to come to the house of God, to worship You. Would You meet with us as we pray? We ask, Lord, for these requests. Sister Jackie Williams took a fall. You know her need or condition. I'm asking that You'll raise her up, touch her, make her all together well. Brother Jim Maxwell, we're thankful, Lord, that his injury was not any worse than it was. But I pray You give him a speedy recovery. Help him that You'll reduce the pain and give him, Lord, the inspiration while he's off, Lord, to be able to stream and archive and just be there with him, Lord, in his bedroom while he's recovering. Lord, and I pray for that lady down in Cape Town. You know her condition. I think it was breast cancer. Lord, and she's not signing for that. She's not accepting that. And You said all things are possible if you just only believe. Just refuse it. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Oh, if you just have faith, because the price has already been paid. You've already made provision that sister can be healed. It's just one thing. The prophet said, can we appropriate that faith? You said faith will be restored by the seventh angel, so it's here. We believe, Lord. We're looking for a testimony. Each one of these requests, Lord, I pray that You would be with Sister Nally, especially, Lord. God, what that sister's gone through with. It's not too late for You to touch her. Lord, I know You come on the scene many times at the darkest hour. And I'm still asking, Lord, You'd undertake in her behalf. Lord, encourage your heart. Lord, be with our pastors, the ministers, the Word of God. Let it be spiritual food in due season. Let it be the ever-present water from the rock. Lord, let it be this day, this scripture fulfilled. Whatever You'd have laid upon his heart, Lord, let him speak it with power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Every request that I have in my hand, other than the ones, Lord, that I have spoken, may You minister healing to each one of them. We'll give You praise. Lord, it's a joy to be in the house of God. May we leave. When we do leave, may we say, like those coming from Emmaus, did not our hearts burn within us as He talked to us along the way. Bless Your children tonight. Lord, we honor Thy holy name in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Terry. God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have each and every one of you here. Those that are streaming the service tonight, may God richly bless those folks as well. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, give him one more big hand clap of praise if you love him tonight. Amen. There is a land, Brother Harry. Let's sing about it tonight. I'm looking forward to getting there, aren't you? How many of you wanting to go? How many of you getting sick of Laodicea? How many of you getting sick of this old body that you're living in? How many of you really wanting to go? Somebody say, I want to go. Somebody say, by the grace of God, I'm going. Hallelujah. Give me one more hand clap of praise if you love him tonight.
I've seen some pretty towns. Yes, you could say that I've been around. I found no place to settle down, but there is a land. I am just a pilgrim here, toiling through this world of fear. My time to leave is growing.
Tonight, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Is that your desire tonight above everything else in this world? In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. Oh, sing it, church. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. You're singing so good. We appreciate your contribution to the service tonight. Brother Chuck has a song. Brother Chuck, God bless you. We love to hear you sing, don't we? Amen. Don't we love to hear Brother Chuck sing? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Father, if it be your will, as a sweat turned into blood, and all at once his heart stood still, overcome by love. With 10,000 reasons why it didn't have to be, in mercy, love and mercy, he thought of me. From the garden where he prayed, straight to Pilate's hall, where his perfect innocence took the blame for all. And hanging on a rugged cross, though he spoke not a word, in heaven, all over heaven, my name was heard. And I became the center of attention. I was laying heavy on his heart. And though the the soldiers tore his flesh in anger. I'm the one who tore his world apart. Way before he ever cried, "It's finished." Long before I ever bowed a knee. About the time he said, "Father, forgive them," without a second thought, he thought of me. And way before he ever cried, "It's finished," long before I ever bowed a knee. About the time he said, "Father, forgive them," without a second thought, he thought of me. About the time he said, "Father, forgive them," without a second thought, Jesus thought of me. He thought of me.
Let's stand tonight. Let's sing a chorus as our pastor comes to bring us the word of the Lord. How many of you going to pray for him tonight? How many of you believe God knows what you need? How many of you believe God's able to give you what you need? Maybe not what you want, but what you need. Somebody say, "Praise the Lord." Sing it, buddy.
Gee, he knows my name, Brad. Can you find that? Ain't you glad to be here? As Brother Terry said a while ago, I'm glad I didn't have to come to church. I'm glad I love to come to church. You know, people's looking for all kinds of evidence. And Brother Terry said it, I thought the other day, you know, people's, you believe this, you got it. You believe that, you got it. You do this, you got it. Brother Bram said, if Christ is in your heart, you can't wait till the church doors are open. So if you don't like to go to church, you better check up. I'll shut up. I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows my name. Falls and hears me when I call. I have a Father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. Falls and hears me when I call. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
I
call. Praise the Lord. How we appreciate that tonight. He knows our name. Let's turn to Job chapter 19, if you would. Job chapter 19, would like to read verse 23. Job chapter 19, verse 23. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Now listen to what he wanted written. With an iron pen and engraved and lead in a rock. I know that my Redeemer liveth and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. How personal will it be, Job, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Aren't you glad he's that personal to you tonight, too? Amen. Before we pray over the word, anybody like to be remembered in prayer? I'd like to be remembered in prayer as well. I've been under a whole lot in the last month and a half, 2 months. Lots of folks in the church suffering with different sickness and disease and having marital problems, problems with their children. You know, it is just living in this day. So much stress and trouble with everybody. And then there's several different nations around the world that we're in contact with, and I've been burdened because of things happening there. Several different states in our United States have issues that are happening. Things that are facing us as a message people that hardly nobody knows about yet publicly. That's been weighing heavy on me. And then always the fussing and the complaining of people and all that sort of thing. Part of the weakness that I inherited, I suppose, is the Reagan side maybe, was that my nerves, when I get nervous, and I'm a nervous type person, but I'm not this type of person. Mine's on the inside. So whenever I get nervous and all tore up and all burdened down and all loaded down, then I shut down. And Brother Jim Babb told me not long ago, and he gets nervous, he eats everything in sight. But whenever I get nervous, I want to take everything in my sight to his house and let him eat it. Because the very smell of food and just thinking about it just about makes me so nauseated that I can't hardly stand it. So I basically stop eating, which I've been doing for the last couple of days. So I've ate just a couple of handfuls in the last couple of days. And there's something about my body when I stop eating, I get weak. I mean, you tell me how that works and I'll buy you a hamburger after church because I sure won't eat it. So I need help tonight. You believe the Lord's mindful of us all? Yes. Now, no doubt my need's small compared to yours, but whatever yours was, let's just hold it in our hearts as we approach Him. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful for these precious words that we've read tonight. And we're grateful that we can say too, our Redeemer liveth. Lord God, each of us in this life deal with so many things because we're in the last day. Heavenly Father, several people in our church are dealing with terrible, terrible things in their bodies. And Lord, Carol's sister Sharon been dealing with this cancer, and people in different places around the world, Lord. Lord, and then my heart been so concerned about different issues that are happening around the world, and different brothers here in the States been leaning on me heavy in the last little bit. Dear God, you know the situation I referred to, that about the message itself, and you know all about that, Lord. You see our own church, the needs that we have among us, and you see our frailties, our shortcomings, and we all have so many of those, Lord, which is so disappointing to us. But Lord, we're asking you tonight that you would just help us. I need your strength, Lord Jesus, to help me in this service. Father, you know I've been laying down just about all day, not even been able to sit up, just feeling so bad. But I know that you're a God who has power over all of our feelings, all of our weakness, our sickness. No doubt some of them came tonight and they were so tired or so weary or so worn out, whatever it was. But they pressed and came on. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd come down and meet with us tonight, Lord. And I just be honest with you, sir. I don't need a touch. I need a miracle. Because you see, I'm so weak I can hardly stand behind this pulpit. But I rely on your supernatural strength tonight, Lord, to come. You who moved in this service Wednesday night by your great, great, marvelous power, and come down among us. We so thank you for that, Lord. We're not asking you to repeat that so much tonight necessarily. We just ask for your help and your strength, Lord. Help me and help the people. May the people not sit there and feel so sorry for me, Lord, that they don't pay any attention to what's been said. But may they just sit there with a prayer on their heart and just help us all, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Privilege for us to be together, isn't it?
Amen.
In the house of God and His presence. Amen. I want to speak to you tonight about my Redeemer liveth, and I'll do my best to go as long as I can, and you pray for me, and if I can't go very long, I'll just stop, and then I'll try to resume it in the morning if I can. To think of needing redemption for the resurrection, that we were in such a desperate need of a Redeemer, a Goel, one that would be able to go between us and the penalty of our sin.
Amen.
When Job said these words so many, many years ago, and remember the book of Job is actually written before the book of Genesis, so he didn't have the five books of Moses, he didn't have the New Testament, he actually had no written word at all. But he had revelation from God. And when you look at the time on the earth that this was given to this man, it's quite profound to see the understanding that God allowed him to have. Job says this in verse 25, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Now, this word Redeemer actually refers to the compound word, which is the kinsman redeemer, which was the near relative who could avenge his brother's blood. Now this is Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 6. Also reclaim and restore his brother's property in Leviticus 25:23. Set his brother free from slavery in Leviticus 25:25. And the kinsman redeemer could also go to court on behalf of a wronged relative. Proverbs 23:10. So when Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives, this is what he's embracing. That he had a need of someone to go between him and that which had been laid at his charge. Job couldn't understand where he was. He had no idea. God had not revealed it to him why he was going through what he was. But yet Job believed and knew that he had a Goel. Now why would he call on a Redeemer? One who would stand between him and the charges that were being made. One that would be able to redeem him, though his body would go back to the dust of the earth. Now, this is something also that's important, that it was the Goel's business to pay the price of the next of kin to buy back their heritage. Now, as Boaz stood in
that position in relationship to Ruth. So the body may be looked upon in a parallel in that link of the soul. Now, Boaz stood between this poverty of Ruth. She had a spot of ground, but she had to have a redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. To be able to come between her. So let us look at the body being the claim or the soul's farm, the soul's parcel of the earth by which the soul inhabits this farm called a body. And the soul claims this parcel of the earth and says, it is mine.
Amen.
But yet because the body was born in sin and the soul does not yet have the full capacity to redeem it, the body needs a redeemer.
Amen.
So the goel must go between the charges laid against us by death and the claim of death against my soul's farm. It may not look like much to you, but this is my soul's estate. This is my soul's farm. Glory. Amen. Death has got a claim on it. You see these gray hairs, don't you? You see the ones in your hair. You see the wrinkles and all that. That's death's claim on your soul's farm. He's making a claim on it. He wants to boast about it and brag about it. And if we go by the way of the grave, he'll make that final claim. Oh, but it won't last for long. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now notice, so it was the Goel's business then to pay the price. So the soul's small farm, or this portion of the earth, the plot of the earth, in which the soul walks in and makes its delight. The soul has its expression through this little small farm. Mine is a very small frame and very insignificant compared to some of yours. But this is my soul's estate, because my soul cannot be really expressed without an earthly body. It cannot be fully declared. Even those souls beyond the curtain of time in the sixth dimension, they long to come back to the earth and to have a body. Why? The soul was longing for its farm back. Amen. It was longing for its estate, which had been taken away by death. Now that becomes alienated by death, like Ahab went over and took Naboth's vineyard. Now, Naboth had the legitimate claim upon this vineyard handed down to him by his parental heritage and his patrimony that was given from one generation after another after another. And he had a claim on this parcel of ground. But Ahab wanted that ground to make it an herb garden, but yet it was strictly Naboth's inheritance. But Ahab, the deceiver, the liar, came and tried to take that inheritance away from him. But now notice, whenever we as children of God, if we have to go by the way of death, oh my, and though death will even come and strike us, and it is Satan's last ability to exert what he is over the body, though he may do that and we may have to go by the way of the grave, but yet it will not last long. Hallelujah. He will redeem my farm back again. Now notice, there was another duty of the Goel, and that was to avenge the death of his friend. So if a person had been slain, the Goel was the avenger of bloods. Taking up his sword, he at once pursued the person who had been guilty of the bloodshed. So notice now, whenever death strikes the body of a saint of God, Satan has just then struck a dear friend to the Lord Jesus. Since he is still the Goel, then he takes it upon himself as the avenger of blood to get Ahab. Now let me tell you something, though the devil may attack you and though death may strike our bodies, it does not go unnoticed by your Redeemer. The day death struck you, oh my hallelujah, the day death will strike your body, amen, he will take up his sword, though it may be 5 years or 500 years or 1,000 years, he will make death pay. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, imagine a real Christian, a child of God. As Satan has let death strike as it was with the death era, strikes our heart and we're losing our breath and our blood pressure going down and the body getting weaker and weaker and weaker. But you know what we can do? We can with our very last breath tell death, I know that my Goel liveth. You may strike me with death, but the avenger of blood will get you back. Hallelujah. You may strike me with death, and I may go to the grave, and I may rot, but the avenger of blood will make you pay. And what will he do? He will kill death with death. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Only a child of God from reality can be able to say such a thing. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Though the soul would be divorced from its farm, though the soul would have to move out of the habitation of the body, the soul can scream back to that one which is dead. He can remind him and let him know, my Redeemer liveth. And my Goel will make you pay for afflicting me with cancer. My Goel will make you pay for afflicting me with heartache and sorrow. My Goel will make you pay for the skin worms eating my flesh. He will make you pay. He is the avenger of my death. I want you to notice that Job does not say, I know that my Goel shall live. But I know that my Redeemer liveth. How could he know he even had one? It wasn't written in the Word. How could he say, I know not, no, he will. He perhaps, what was it? He caught into the very essence of the character of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know my Redeemer not shall live. I know he lives tonight. Do you know the same thing? Oh, glory. Having a clear view of the pre-existence of our Lord Jesus Christ before it was ever wrote down in the Word of God. Notice this in Romans chapter 8 verse 22. Paul says, for we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Then how can message folks say the Redeemer has then left the throne when our bodies are not yet fully redeemed? Do you understand the last phase of redemption? Do you understand the very last move of the work of the Redeemer? It'll be to set the chains, the rapture, in motion. It'll be to set it in motion when our bodies will be redeemed. Notice this in verse 26, Job says, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. I found this, I found it very, very interesting. It's sort of a drama, I guess, from a Bible encyclopedia. And let me read it to you and share it with you. I believe it'll be a blessing to you tonight. The body has just been divorced from the soul. The body is surrounded by earthworks of death. Death has a host of troops. If locusts and the caterpillar are God's army, the worms are the army of death. These hungry warriors begin to attack the city of man. The skin, the city wall of manhood is utterly broken down. And the towers of his glory covered with confusion. How speedily the cruel invaders deface all beauty. The face gathers blackness. The countenance is defiled with corruption. Now, whether you are the most beautiful woman that ever lived, the most handsome man, or you're the most ugly woman or the most ugly man that ever lived, in a few days' time, we would all look the same. Because the soldiers come and begin to attack the wall. So people have spent all of their worth, and many women will sell their souls, and many men as well, to the devil because of beauty and because of looks and because of that. And they cannot give up the vanity of their looks on the outside to be able to serve God. And one day, that very body worms will be moving in and out their nose, in and out their mouth, in and out their eyes. Oh, think of it, friends. Why? Because all of those worms attack every human being. You saints as well. But remember, before you left, your soul screamed out an indictment on the devil. You've got an avenger of blood that will remember you were slain by death. But when death hits the devil's children, there is no avenger of blood for a lost man. There is no avenger of his death for a lost woman. But there is an avenger of death for a child of God. The countenance is defiled with corruption. The most lovely cannot be known from the most deformed. The vessel so daintily wrought upon the potter's wheel is cast away upon the dunghill with the vilest on the potsherd. The skin is gone. The troops have entered into the town of men. Now they pursue the work of devastation. The pitiless marauders fall upon the body itself. There are those noble aqueducts, the veins through which the streams of life were wont to flow. These, instead of being rivers of life, have become blocked up with soil and waste of death. Now they must be pulled to pieces. Not a single relic of them will be spared. The muscles, the sinews, like great highways penetrating the metropolis, carrying strength and wealth of manhood. They do now traffic worms of death. Each tunneled bone and curious arch and knotted band. Job says that his reins would be consumed. The inner citadel of the heart. The heart, the citadel, which was protected, the captain of the guard watched over it. Now it becomes the seat of the skin worms. It would be pretty sad if this was the end of the story. But my Redeemer liveth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said, my Redeemer liveth. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he lives tonight? Notice this. The standard is plucked from the tower. Having died, the heart cannot preserve itself. It falls like the rest of the frame to the prey of the worms. It is gone. All gone. Mother Earth has devoured her offspring. Mother Earth has devoured her offspring. But Father God remembers his. Notice Job says, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him. Behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Now you imagine the Old Testament years and years and years later, hundreds of years later, as David catches also an insight into the resurrection. In Psalm 17:14, from men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in life, he's talking about worldly people, whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. Now watch how he contrasts himself with the rest of the people of the world who do not have a heart toward God. They do this and they do that and they do something else. But as for me, I'm separate from them. I'm not like them. I'm different from them. As for me. Amen. Wants to say that. As for me. As for me, I have no desire to be like them. I have no desire to do what they want to do. I want to do what the Word says. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. Listen to this. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. The word resurrection was not even written. Where did he get this? God is loosing the mystery of the order. Oh, glory. The electric catching it. That's why I don't worry about it today. The electric catching it. Notice he doesn't say perhaps or maybe. But he says, I shall, which is I will. It's such a forceful thing that they chose, the writer chose to use here in the Hebrew. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Amen. Notice this, I will behold thy face. I will appear before God. And he says, I will be satisfied when I awake. This is the language of only one who could have believed in a physical resurrection of the body. Notice Isaiah 26:18. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Now watch God. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body. The key to your resurrection lays right in here with your union in Christ Jesus. Notice this. Thy dead men shall live. With my dead body shall they arise. Notice. As sure as Christ raised from the dead. He did not raise as an individual. He raised as the head of a body. Notice his prophetic statement here in Isaiah hundreds and hundreds of years before he ever come to the earth. Thy dead men shall rise with my dead body. Oh, glory. At his resurrection, of course, we know the cycle of this set in motion in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. Now watch God. But friend, we needed a redeemer in order to include us in the resurrection. Notice he says, thy dead men shall have together with my dead body shall they rise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. I'll tell you, you talk about a singing convention. You ain't never heard one in your life like we're going to have on that resurrection morning. Can you imagine? Oh my, the Redeemer, the Goel, how he's come against them who smitten us with death, and we will arise out of the dust of the earth. You talking about a singing convention, Brother Jack. We're going to have one. Why? Because the voice of God said, get up and sing. Awake! Awake! And sing! Ye that dwell in dust! Notice you're dead. And the worms has done devoured you. And Mother Earth has devoured her offspring. But the voice of God, Brother Bram said, when them saints leave them bodies, he said, you remember where your body's laid and buried. And even though the body don't even know where it's at, but you'll remember where it's buried. And you'll go over where it is. And you'll raise yourself. He said, Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down and take it again. And he said, so does the church. You have power to lay your life down, he said, every day. As you live an overcoming, conquering life, you're laying your life down. And he said, that same life that lives in you now to lay your life down, you will take your life up again. Oh, glory to God. It may seem weak and powerless just to lay our life down. There's only a very few that's ever lived on the face of the earth can do it. Most people live for their self. They live for their ideas. They live for their selfish motives, what they want to do. But there's some that walk upon the earth. They live to lay their life down. They want to die to themselves, their ideas. Why? So they can take it up again. Let's stand if you want to. Brother, they come. Thank the service.
Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry that I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry that I know my Redeemer. Aren't you glad He's alive tonight? Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry that I know my Redeemer. He lives. Aren't you glad about it, church? I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry that I know my Redeemer lives.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did you enjoy the word of the Lord tonight? We win. Regardless, we win. We are a winner. Live or die, sink or swim, we win. We win. Look at somebody and say, we win. We win. Brother Joe Harrah, come tonight if you would. Thank God for this service tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Joe to dismiss us in prayer. Let's pray one for another. Pray for our shepherd. God give him strength in his body. We are such a blessed people. Tremendously blessed people. Don't never take it for granted. We are blessed. Brother Joe, God bless you tonight. We love Brother Joe, don't we?
God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, how wonderful to know that, Lord, even in death, Lord, we can live. Lord, we lay this whole body down, Lord, spiritually speaking, and a new man arises, Father. There's no way, Lord, that death can claim hold of that soul, Father. Or as I was thinking, as our brother was preaching, Lord, the prophet said that God gave Job binoculars, Lord, and let him look 4,000 years ahead. And let him see the resurrection. Lord, I believe you've gave them the same binoculars to this bride, Lord. You've let us look past the curtain of time, Lord. And Lord, we've got everything to live for, that even in death, Lord, we gain it all. Lord, help us to hold that in our heart, Lord. Help us, Lord, to use that to press the battle, Lord. Lord, as we look at the nation, Lord, as it's falling apart before our very eyes, Lord. Sinners, Lord, tell me, Lord, that they believe we're in the last days, Lord. How can a person that don't know you, Lord, get a revelation of the end of time? Help us, Lord, to hang on to a revelation, Father, that our Redeemer lives within us, Father. Lord, bless our brother, Lord, as we can see, Lord, the devil, Lord, just trying to get him down. Lord, I pray that you would give him strength in his body, Lord. Lord, lift him up, Father. May he come forth, Lord, victorious, Father, over everything, Lord, that is weighing him down, Lord. The problems in the church, the problems, Lord, across the nation, Lord. That's just the devil, Lord, trying to put a lid on his ministry, Lord. But we know one that's mightier than that, Father. Lord, I look forward to hearing your message from our brother in the morning, Lord, because I believe you're restoring, Lord. Bless your people tonight, Lord. May we take what we've heard, Father, and hold on to it as a treasure, Father. Lord, we thank you for it. Keep your hand upon us as we go, Lord. Each request that was read here this tonight, Lord. Each hand that was raised, Lord. You're mindful of each one, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joe. God bless you. Service in the morning at 11. Let's come back, look into what the Lord would have for us. Shake hands. Let's sing that together one more time as you're dismissed. May God bless you as you go home tonight. Oh, yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry that I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Yes, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify. Let this life within me cry that I know my Redeemer lives. God bless you, church.